Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy hump day, everybody.
Hey.
Get settled in here. None of the computers are working.
Is that right?
Well, the one that is most crucial is working, but everything else I can't figure out. I don't know the passwords to anything, and this one won't turn on. And...
Oh, well.
Okay.
Bleep it.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's fine. Bryn will come in and fix everything,
yeah, usually
I'm sure.
The passwords are the same for all these computers.
Human, if you want to. I don't even know what that says. It doesn't matter. Whatever. You know what?
The important thing is... Us.
No, he did tell me. He told me, and he's like, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, just go to sleep. It's fine. Like, Bryn will worry about it.
Right.
Bryn knows all the, you know. Bryn, Human, Yuzette, thank God for these people. Our people. So how are you?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm really, really happy to be here and feeling good, getting sleep.
Oh, good.
Life's good. How about
separate
you?
Separate bed?
No, I slept in the same bed last night.
Oh. Are you crazy? Don't you want a good night's sleep?
Well, I did. I got a good night's sleep. I just, you know, some nights are better than others, but there's no doubt that she's prefers me in there.
Yes.
Aww.
And so there's absolutely...
it feels weird.
I don't want to say there's pressure, but there's pressure to be in there.
Mm. Even though she knows that she's going to go to bed much later than you and take the 10-minute
look,
settle
she doesn't
period.
Say anything. It's not. It's one of those like
you feel it.
Are you going to sleep with me tonight? Well, crunch. Yeah. I was kind of just wanted to sleep. So you know, if you're going to spend 15 minutes bouncing up and down to get yourself comfy, maybe I should. Yeah, I'm going to sleep with you. Yeah, I'll try. Let's do that.
Man, Tempur-Pedic is the way. John can toss and turn all he wants. I don't feel it. He's a covers hog, though. I feel that.
No.
He's a covers hog? Mm. Doesn't he get hot?
I mean, I guess he doesn't because I'm telling you, I'll wake up sometimes and like they're just like skirting along the ridge line of my body. So I'm laying there and I'm just like, why can't I? Burr! And he'll crank the fan on. So I like wake up, it's 1 a.m, and I have no covers on me, and the fan is, I'm like,
I've absolutely done that. I don't know what it is about having covers on that makes you feel secure in this world, but even people who sleep on sidewalks outside have the covers up to their neck. Like, and I know it's cold out there too, but it's just a weird thing that we want to be... protection in that.
Well, they're sort of, I mean, it sort of like makes a little warmth bubble. And the thing about, you know, once you might be too hot, you might be too cold when you get in bed, but once you fall asleep, it seems like you're just the right temperature. Like when I wake up in the morning, I am so warmy and just right that I'm like, oh, it's a travesty to break out of this little bubble of perfection. I should just be able to lay here for hours. But no.
Well.
So it's
good on you that you've decided to continue to work and you don't get to lay there for hours.
Yeah.
You could go, you know what, John, it's your turn. I'm out.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be like, what? Wait a minute.
Well,
I haven't worked in 25 years.
Well, he has worked. I mean, that's not entirely. I don't love that because I do think that raising kids is work.
And, oh, sure.
And I also think that flipping houses is work.
Yeah.
Like, he goes to work every day. When I get there, he's got his work clothes on, a mask, you know, knee pads. He does my work.
I think you know what I meant.
I do. The problem is that, you know, and it's funny, too, because Dick and Chumley are just, they're such a freaking riot. Like, they have so much fun together you know, so Dick has lately been like, you know, so what are you going to do after this? John's like, I don't know, go see movies. I don't know. I'm going to go, you know,
he's over
take a nap.
Oh, you mean after the work in the
after
yard.
After the work is done. But
you guys are going to do another project.
Well,
you know you will.
We will at some point. But John has agreed to go help Richard with some... with some stuff.
Oh,
so I think
nice.
He's going to continue. I know. It's they work really well together. Yeah. They have a really good kind of rhythm and they, you know, and John's like a finish guy and Richard's a get it done guy. And so I think that he'll do some projects with him, which should be fun. But anyway, it is, how do we get on that?
What now?
How did we get on that?
Just about working and the bubble.
Yeah,
you don't want to get out of bed.
Good that you get up.
So Vinny is being forced to sleep in his bed with his wife.
Right. Thank you. You walked us all the way back. That's
very
nice.
I was like, they'll figure it out. Then I'm like, okay, they're not going to figure it out.
I'm not being forced.
Are you keeping notes in there?
Not at all.
But I do think you know that there's pressure in relationships to do certain things that are unspoken.
Well,
you know.
It's too bad because there is kind of a stigma attached to not sleeping in the same bed with your spouse.
Right.
Like people, you know, I've told you this before. We go on vacation once in a while with Maki and David, just friends of ours. Shame on Maki and David. And we have rented a couple times this place in Tomales,
mm-hmm.
Just for the weekend. And there's 3 bedrooms. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to take the master. And we're like, great, we'll take the other 2 rooms. And I unpack into one and he unpacks. I'm like, good night. And we both go into our separate bedrooms. Because then, you know, you can spread out on the bed and they're queen beds. And it's just so nice. And they were like, is everything okay? And they're like, yeah, everything is better than okay. We've each got our own bed. It's freaking great. And while we do, for the most part, sleep together in the bed. You know, if I'm snoring, if someone has a cold, if someone's, you know, if anything's going on, it's better if...
That's how I avoided the cold that came through my house last time, was not be in the bed. Turns out that must be how it happens.
Right.
I mean...
Well, and that person doesn't sleep well. They toss and turn, they're, you know, coughing and hacking.
But I didn't get it, and I've caught every cold.
Yeah.
So that was pretty...
Well, it's a relief when someone has a cold around you and you don't wind up catching it. Like it's just like, oh, thank God I dodged that bullet.
My girlfriend texted me the other night. She goes, I finally got my own room in our house. Feels great to sleep without snoring and earplugs.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, good for you.
So what, a kid moved out?
No, I think they just got a bigger house in Pacifica.
Oh.
They moved from Belmont to Pacifica.
Nice. So she got her own bedroom.
Yeah.
She left Belmont though, huh?
Yeah.
Belmont's great.
Well, I think they were renting a house there, and I think they bought a house in Pacifica.
Got it.
And her husband, like, helped start one of those subscription, not sort of like Blue Apron, but it's sort of the vegetarian one.
Oh.
So.
Ooh, what's that called?
I forgot what it's called. Eat Fresh or something.
Oh, darn
it.
I wish we could give her a plug.
It's something.
People, the vegetarians are excited.
Well, I talked to them about advertising here on the station.
Well, they should. Look at what happened to Blue Apron after that.
Right.
They blew up. They got too big for their own good.
They really did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but there's a lot of those subscriptions out there now.
I keep getting stuff in the mail from them.
Oh,
like
from
various, but
me
one
too,
place called Plated.
Oh, yeah. Plated. Yeah. Sure. Heard of them.
Well, someone sold our names and addresses to someone.
Right.
Right?
Well, sure. You sign up for a mortgage.
Yeah.
Forget all your stuff.
There's something new that I saw on TV over the last week or so, and it's not food, but it's another app. App, I don't know, where you can sign up, and if you need to get your makeup done, they'll come to your house. If you need a mani-pedi, they'll come to your house. If a man needs a shave or haircut, they'll come to your house.
Oh,
like all these sort of...
It's like salon services.
They come to your house.
Oh.
Yeah. It sounds amazing.
That does sound
I never
weird.
Have to leave my house? What? Yeah.
That's an interesting
I don't like it.
Thing. You don't like it?
No.
Why?
Why?
Because the person comes to your house?
Yeah, I think that there's something to be said for getting up, going to the place,
somewhere.
Getting it done, and then leaving, and now you haven't made a trail of people coming to your home.
Well,
here's the problem with that. Like, if you need a mani-pedi, you go get one,
ready,
it gets effed up.
Yeah, but I like the part if we're going to an event or something, and someone's going to come over and do my makeup and my hair.
Yes.
Like, I'm getting ready, they come over and do
this. You
don't
have to go get it ready in your t-shirt, then try to carefully pull your stuff up over your head and your brand new done hair. Like, you could just be in a towel, and then they'll even help zip up your dress at the back. That's actually super tempting.
Yeah, so
I don't know if I would have someone come into my house like for regular haircuts, although I might. But that actually sounds great.
Yeah, it was just an interesting idea. Bryn?
What? I was saying that's perfect for Hooman. Get his chest shaved, you know, and his
armpits. Would you do that? Have someone come wax you?
He got a little trim, though, I could tell.
Just on my hair. Funny you're talking about this. I just messaged my manscaping guy today.
All right.
Today? It's 5 in the morning.
Well, just an email. We're trying to coordinate a time.
What are you going
to
get done?
Just my chest, my armpits.
Does he just clip down your chest? He just clips it short. You don't get it waxed.
No.
And you clip off your armpits or you wax those?
No. It's just, and then he does my nose hairs.
Nice. Yank those right out. You ever get ingrown hairs from doing that?
No. How about you?
I don't do anything to my nose hair. If I can see any of it, I have these little scissors and I'll just snip it out of there. But I my nose is like, I don't know what happens. I get like blind pimples in my nose from stuff, and
jeez,
I don't want I know
those hurt too.
Oh my god, they're
too?
The worst.
I get gout and nose pimples.
Dude, everybody gets them
everybody
once in a while.
Everybody gets them once in a while.
Yeah.
But I get them more than that. If I mess with my nose hairs at all, like
really,
John got this little one
at
time.
All
at all. John got this little. It's like a little snub nose clipper, and you stick it up your nose, and it's supposed to like cut all the things in there.
I use that all the time.
Me too.
I did that one time and suffered for like 3 months.
Oh,
that hurts my nose.
It was.
It pulls.
It does. I know it yanks the hairs out, and I was like, oh man, and I'm like, I have tears running out of my eyes.
You're not doing it right.
Yeah,
you're supposed to yank your hair out. It's supposed to cut it.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't do it.
It's a cutter.
You need to move it around yourself.
I did. I moved it around. You go like this.
You need to put a new battery in, maybe.
No, it was.
Maybe I have a cheap one.
Yeah, you think you have a janky one?
I got it's like a rechargeable.
Where'd you get it from?
I don't know.
You got to go to like Bloomingdale's or something.
Bloomingdale's.
Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from?
Gucci.
You get it from Sharper Image. You can get it from the drugstore.
See, Sharper
you can get
Image
it from
high end.
Target. I got mine from Ulta.
Sharper Image is out of business.
It's a beauty store.
You guys, I don't think it's about the thing. It was like just some Oster clipper or whatever. And I think it was about
Oster's
that my
good,
nose.
Brand.
Yeah.
Sony does a good
It's
one.
Still sitting. John still uses it. It's still sitting charged up.
You might
up
have
on
to take
thing.
Off the top and clean out the.
Yeah, maybe
you know,
it was dirty.
No, I think what it was is that John's my goddamn nose is just too sensitive.
Does Prada make one? Prada?
His muckos. His boogies.
Oh, he's. Oh.
What?
Maybe.
Muckos?
Yeah.
Since we're talking about brand names, I was just wondering if Prada makes a nose hair.
Well, if they do, it's probably the best one ever made.
Do not.
If you don't have it, then it can't possibly be, right?
Right.
I think I had a janky one. It used to pull my nose hairs out, and I'd just be like, ow.
Yeah, instead of cutting them, it pulls them.
Oh,
I guess
nose.
I just have really tough nose hairs, and when you pull them out, a blind pimple happens. It's big, like, oh, man, and then your nose is just, like, killing you all the time, and no one understands, because your nose looks fine from the outside, and you're just like, oh,
you're
just
dying from the inside.
I'm like, I just want to go home and squeeze my nose.
What?
Oh, I need some relief. 925 texted in, my sister Sarah starts her new job at Intercom tomorrow. So
excited.
Write us back. Yeah, what's her
what's,
new
what's
job?
Her name? What's she going
to
do?
So she's coming to the Intercom building here in San Francisco?
I guess so.
Oh, no.
Good
Let
for
us
her.
Know. We'll surprise her.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That'd be so funny.
I know.
We'll run and surprise her.
Anyway, I had a guy come into my house for guitar lessons like a year ago, and it was neat to not have to leave, but there's a... And he's a nice boy, and it was fine, but there you are in your house, and someone's coming in and
that doesn't bother me. It's more like I have social anxiety, so I would worry that if someone was coming to my house to do my makeup or my hair, that I'd wind up having I'd sit there talking to them and they'd never leave. Like I honestly have fear of being trapped in conversations.
Huh. Well, I don't I know you, so I can see that happen.
Yeah, like I just can't. The more nervous I am, the more I talk, and it's just like, oh God, Sarah, shut up! Just push them out the door and walk away.
Push them out the door.
You just know it. It'd be like, well, now I'm late. For
I
the
don't
thing
think
you
they're trying
for.
To go to their next appointment.
Yeah,
they
I
want
don't
to
think
finish
you're good,
you.
But you know,
someone texted in. It's called PRIV. PRIV.
What is?
Is the app for them coming to your house.
Prince.
Oh, the hair beauty people.
Oh.
Yay!
Hair, makeup, all that kind of stuff.
I've been having my pet vet come through.
Oh, I've been thinking about that, friend. Yeah.
To your house?
To my house.
Tell me how this works.
A mobile guy. He has a big truck that drives around with all his stuff in there. Like,
you just walk your dog out to the truck?
Antibiotics. No, he comes into my living room and does what he does, has everything on him. Whatever I need, he'll have it in his truck, or he'll send it to me after and just charges me through credit card.
Are you serious?
That's the best, because I don't have to put my dog in the car and then go to the vet
the
and wait.
That was a really hard part of it all, was getting the dog in the car and getting over there.
And this guy, he'll respond through email, too. Like, if I have a question, he'll just answer it real quick. And like, I'll send you this real quick.
And he's decently priced, right?
Yeah, really well
priced. I have a question.
Priced.
Does the dog know when he's going somewhere difficult?
He doesn't seem to care.
The cats know.
My dog is super chill. He's just like,
how do the cats know?
So he does the nails when he shows up too?
Oh, no. We haven't gotten a groomer to do that in the house yet.
Sure, so the vet won't do that.
I haven't asked for that.
But I bet he would do it.
Maybe.
I always got it done at the vet.
Yeah, he had like a laceration or something from the yard. I don't know what happened.
Oh, boy.
And,
was that thick hair?
Did he get notified with a raccoon?
We don't know what happened. He said maybe it was a branch or whatever, but the vet comes through and like shaved him and did everything there and gave him some stuff.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Good for you.
Like, if he just needs his routine shots and stuff, he'll come by and do them?
Yep, all that. Oh, man,
that's great. Mm-hmm. So he keeps all those records, and if you ever needed them, you'd...
Yep, he's legit.
That's great. What's a house call? Tell the truth for once.
What's the cost for it? It was cheap. It was less than $200 for that one visit.
Oh, man.
And I only lived in
Newbury for a year.
I've
never left the vet for less than $300.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was really reasonable. I was really happy with that. So we called him again for something else, and he sent... It was, the
assistant?
Flea stuff.
Oh.
You know, he just sent me a 6-month supply. Mm. Boom.
Wow.
Yeah. Great.
That is great.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's going to be a thing.
Like, I forget the name. I'll look it up.
All these people, you know, I mean, some people won't use it. Like, you don't like people coming to your house, but I think there's going to be a lot of personal services.
I wouldn't mind that. I mean, I'll tell you something. People don't realize when you get a dog, you got to take that dog to the vet.
Yeah.
A lot.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Even just regularly for shots and all that stuff.
You get to know the people where you're taking them. And it can go on for, in my case, my dog was almost 15.
Oh, was she really? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a...
Funny, she was just a young dog when you moved back here.
Well, right. Time's flown.
Yeah. Time has flown. It's crazy. Yikes. I was reading this morning that Suri Cruz is 12.
Is she really?
It's hard to believe. I'm seeing
a picture
of her in years.
I wonder how many times she's seen her father.
Yeah, probably a bunch on Skype.
You don't think he sees her?
No, that's
one of the things is that he doesn't.
And is that he agreed to not see his own daughter?
I think it has a lot to do with Scientology.
Yeah.
And
how their custody is arranged. Yeah. But I think that the things I've read is that he Skypes with her fairly regularly.
Because he's off on set.
But that
in
he
Russia.
Was even, he was right. He was nearby and didn't see her once. Like there have been stories like that where she was super bummed because he was
at a hotel down the street.
Right.
That's awful.
Didn't come over.
Yeah.
I know.
He's missing out big time.
You think?
I mean, he's living a life that none of us could understand as one of the biggest box office draws of all time.
Sure.
But how could you not want to see your kid?
Maybe he doesn't want to see the mother and doesn't want the trouble. Maybe he's really selfish. Maybe he just doesn't care.
I think it's the church. I really do.
I do too.
You know, one day he's going to be on his bed and he's going to be like, wow.
I blew it. I'm not a thetan after all, or whatever it is. Maybe they're trying to get rid of the thetans. I'm not sure how that whole thing works. It's like some alien thing.
There's aliens in your brain.
There's a whole alien, right?
But if you get to level 72, isn't
you can something like that. Then you can get rid of the thetans.
Aliens.
You have to have paid.
You got
to
pay
in the millions. Yeah,
it's not free.
No, nothing's free, Hooman.
That's right. Except us and this show.
Yeah, that's right. This show is free. Please support the sponsors that support the show. They make it free for you. On that note, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Hump Day, Survivor tonight.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.